Here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts.
Hello, and thank you for inviting me to your homes on this beautiful Sunday morning. Today the Lord has made, the Bible says we can rejoice and be glad therein. Well, this is Christmas month, and we want to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. And I'm so glad you've tuned my way. I've been doing this for many years, but I'm always thankful for every Sunday I can come into your homes and tell you the beautiful story of Something to Believe In. I picked that motto up a long time ago, and I hope that you understand that you've got to have something to believe in, because if you don't believe in something, you'll end up believing in nothing. And I want you to believe in God and believe in Jesus Christ, because through Him and by Him all things are possible. So this morning, let's get right into our broadcast and do this beautiful song for you.
I was thinking of home. I wondered if Mama was there all alone. I thought I'd drop by as I had before, but the sound from within made me stop at the door. She was praying, a sound that the world seldom hears. Praying, her voice was pleading and clear. The sound of her voice as she spoke my name brought tears to my eyes, my heart filled with shame. Praying for someone like me. Walking one night, I felt so alone. My heart was so heavy from the troubles I'd known. I hadn't noticed a church that was near till the sound from within seemed to fill the air. They were praying, sound that the world seldom hears. Praying, the children that God loves so dear. Outside in the darkness, I could not see, but I could picture them down on their knees, praying for someone like me.
Well, I hope you're listening this morning. I want to send it out to you. And I want to remember James and Louise Ellis. They've been faithful to this broadcast. And a lot of you have been faithful to this broadcast. Betty Jill and Ernie is very faithful, and I appreciate them. And then Carol and Ann Cole, they're very faithful listeners of mine. They support the broadcast. And I'm not only just calling the people that are supporting, but we need your help and support. And I want to recognize these people. I appreciate them. I appreciate everything that you do to keep my voice going out over the airway. I know that I've lost Martha, And I've been on the losing end, seem like, but if God be for me, there's no power that will ever stand against me. You can trust that. This is Christmas season, and I want to remember all of you. I remember Miss Denise Brown. I hope she's doing real well. Ed, Mary Jo Ballant, you haven't heard from them for a while. I hope they're doing real well. And the people up at Red Sulphur Church, we're going to be having a cantata up there. We're going to be having a watch night, not a watch night, but a candlelight service up there. And a lot going on up at Red Sulphur Church where I pastor. And then over to Pillar of Truth, we're going to be having Christmas plays and we'll have dinner there. And I mean, we've got a whole lot of things going on. So I appreciate the people who are there at the churches. And I appreciate their help and support in this radio ministry. So let's go right now and listen to this song. Hope you enjoy this one also.
Lead me to the altar. Lead me to the altar. I hear Jesus, my Savior, calling me. His tender voice I hear. I feel His presence near. Lead me to the altar, lead me.
I was sitting in a little country church one Sunday night, listening to an old-time preacher. He was telling of God's saving grace, of His power, and of all of His might. Well, seated next to me was a dear old gentleman. His face was wrinkled, his hands were calloused, and his hair had already turned gray. As the preacher told of the home beyond the sky, the old gentleman bowed down his head. Tears came to his eyes, and when the invitation was given for those who had gone astray, he freely took me by the hand, and this I heard him softly say. People, I cannot find my way. I need a hand to guide me. Please help me lest I stray. I've lived my life in vain. My heart with sin is stained. Lead me to the altar. Lead me. Lead me to the altar. Lead me to the altar. I hear Jesus, my Savior, calling me. His tender voice I hear. I feel His presence near. Lead me to the altar. Lead me. To the altar. There's not too many altars in the churches today, and these dust gathered on the altar, but I believe in an altar prayer. I think we ought to spend more time in prayer, and we ought to spend more time around the altar. I want to send it out to Bobby and Lisa and Cindy Coulter. I appreciate their help and support on this broadcast. They've been faithful down through the years, and I believe that God will one day say, because you've been faithful over a few things, I'm going to make you ruler over many. It's not that we want to be rulers, but we've got to do what we can do to get the gospel out. In this day and time, I'll tell you, every time you turn the TV on anymore, it's sex and crime and murder and all of that. It's just our world is in trouble. Our country is in trouble. And if God's people that are called by His name would pray and seek His face, then will He hear from heaven. Then will He heal their land. Our land definitely needs a healing, as you know it. So let's do this one for Bobby and Alicia Coulter and everyone that likes it.
When I think of where I came from and how Jesus brought me out from the life of shame and sorrow, lost in sin without a doubt. With all my heart, I want to praise Him for the love that He gave to me. When the prayer
Christ and of Jesus, reached way down and lifted me. From the depths of the pits, I tried so hard, oh, but I couldn't touch Him. There in my despair, I tried so hard, yet it seems He didn't hear me. All endeavors only fail. Well, there I was in sin's dark prison, bound in chains of misery. But then the Lord paid me a visit. He unlocked my cell and sets me free.
God's hand reached farther down than I could reach up. I remember Ernie Barley. I used to sing that over at Ernie Barley's a lot. And Brother Ernie is going home to be with the Lord. I'll tell you, a lot of people that I've known and preached with have gone on to be with the Lord. And we got a great homecoming one day over there. And we're going to meet on the other side of Jordan. And when we do, we're going to have the time of our life, aren't we? I appreciate all the people who have paid and prayed for this radio ministry to help me maintain it, and I hope that you understand that. I have tried every way in the world to tell you that I appreciate you, and without you, I would not be here. But your faithfulness to this radio ministry is very important to us, and I appreciate all that you've doing and all that you're doing this Christmas. This year will soon come and go. And we'll be starting a new year. I mean, time is flying right on by, but we'll be starting a brand new year, and we want to do all we can do for the Lord Jesus Christ, because I believe He's coming, and He's coming real soon. Let's play another song, and I'm going to the message.
Well, crank up the music, and let's have church. Let's forget about our cares and put Jesus first. We'll clap our hands and testify about God's mighty word. Crank up the music. Let's have church. Well, old David said to clap your hands and shout the loud voice. Every time we come to church, we've got to make that choice. You know, sometimes we sit in our seats while we act like we're half asleep. We never stand to our feet and praise the Lord and show Him that we're having church. Break out the music. Why, let's have church. Let's forget about our cares and put Jesus first. We'll clap our hands and testify about God's mighty works. Break out the music. Let's have church. In those old camp meeting days when I was but a child, the music would start playing, we would step out in the aisle. We would drink from the living water until we quenched our thirst. Crank out the music, and we'd have church. Well, crank up the music, let's have church. Let's have Let's forget about our cares and put Jesus first. Let's sing and pray and testify, talk about his mighty works. Crank up the music while it's at church. I'm tired of hearing people scream at that old football game. Then they come to church, they sit real quiet, they never praise his name. If you feel the way I do, why don't you get up out of your seat? Let the Spirit move your head down to the bottom of your feet. Let out the music while it's at church. Let's forget about our cares, put Jesus first. Let's clap our hands and testify about God's mighty words. Break out the music. Let's have church.
Let's up the music. Let's have church. I was sitting here thinking that I remember that Billy Graham was criticized because he said the reason people came to the altar was because of the way they did that just as I am without one plea. And he said, well, we'll just stop doing that and see what happens. And they had a service, and they didn't sing that song. You see, at the altar field. It's not the music, my friend. There's a drawing power of the Holy Spirit that draws us to God. And we're drawn when God calls us, he draws us by the Holy Spirit. And that's the only way that we can come to God. So let's do this message for you right here, and then I'll be right back to close the broadcast.
Let's read today in Mark's Gospel in chapter 4, verse 35. And the same day when the evening was come, he saith unto them, let us pass over to the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there were also other little ships with him. And there arose a great storm of wind, and waves beat upon the ship, so that it was now full. And as he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on the pillow, and they awakened him, and said unto him, Master, hear us not that we perish? And he arose, he rebuked the wind. He said unto the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased. And there was a great calm. And he said unto them, why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, what manner of man is this, that even the winds and the seas obey him? I want to talk about four great things today that gives us great hope in the book of Mark in chapter 4. You will find, first of all, that it talks about the presence of Christ. In verse 35, he said, and the same day when the evening was come, he said unto them, let us pass over to the other side. Where can we go from thy presence, O God? David spoke back in the Psalmist David, if I climb into the heavens, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, thou art there. Whither shall I go from thy presence? Have you ever stopped to think about it, that you cannot escape the presence of God? He rides upon the clouds, but yet he walks through the lowliest valley. He climbs the mountains. He's the lily of the valley, the bright, the morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. And when we think about the presence of God, God's presence is everywhere, even in the midst of the battle, in the midst of the storm, in the good times, in the bad times. God's presence is always there. Don't never think that you're walking along. I think one of the greatest songs that was ever written, where it said, where no man stands alone. And no man stands alone because God is always present with him. Then verse 36, he says, and when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there were also with him other little ships. The promise of Christ. The Bible said he promised us he would never leave us, he'd never forsake us. Lo, I'll be with you all the way, even unto the very end. In the sickest moment, in the greatest moment, in the saddest moment, in the most terrible moment of your life, when everything has disrupted your life and it seems like there's no hope, no care, no one cares, no one understands, then Jesus Christ, we can stand upon the promise. One of the songs that we sing today in our churches is Standing on the Promise. Many people are only sitting on the premises, but we are standing on the promise. God promised us he'd never leave us. God promised us a son, and sure enough, he gave us his only begotten son. His promise has always been sure, his promise has always been steadfast, and he has never given up on his promise. Then in verse 38, we find the Bible said, And he was in the hinder part of the ship asleep on the pillow. And they awake him, and they said unto him, Master, care us not that we perish. You see, we sometimes don't understand the great power of God. We sing the song, there's power, power, power in the precious blood of Jesus Christ. God has power. Can you imagine the God of the universe riding along with him in life, his presence, his promise is always there. And when things come in our life that we need his help and his care, then he has the power for every source. He is the power source of every person's life. The Bible said, I give you power. He that cometh to me, I will give you power to tread upon serpents. I will give you power that you might be able to overcome the world. On the day of Pentecost, the Bible said he poured out his spirit upon the world. He said, ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And after the Holy Ghost has come upon our life, then we have power. We have power to walk this uneven journey of life. We have power to be successful. We have power to be the ambassador that God wants us to be. We have power to be the witnesses that God wants us to be. Now, he doesn't give us a power source so that we can go out and do a miraculous and miracles and do all of these things that we might receive the honor and receive the glory. But he gives us power for service because we need power in our life. You cannot witness, you cannot preach, you cannot sing a song without the power of God giving you the manifestation through and by the Holy Spirit working in you, because the Bible said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. And that is that power that God invested in your life. The people down in Louisiana, down in New Orleans, would give anything just to have a little electricity, the power that runs their life. They cannot run their stores. They cannot run their homes because they're out of power. You know, every time a storm comes, people are powerless. And you know, sometimes we feel the same way. When the storms come in our life, we feel that we're so powerless. But that power that God gives us, that power that sustains us in the time of all of our problems, in the time of all of our troubles and situations, it is the power of Christ that rests within the individual. You have that power. If you've been born again through and by the blood of Jesus Christ, the Spirit of God now dwells within you, and you have power to be the person that God wants you to be. You have power to be the reliable person, to be able to labor, work, and do the things that God has called you to do. And in verse 39, notice the Bible said, and he arose, he rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. The peace of God that Peter said surpasses, it goes on and passes. It goes on and passes all hope, and goes on and passes all the other pieces. It surpasses all understanding. The peace of God that is settled within our spirit, that's settled within our soul, and that peace that gives us that comfort and that hope that, like David said, though we do walk through the valley of the shadow of death, not to fear no evil, because thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. The songwriter sat down one day and wrote a song, peace, peace, wonderful peace. And then Martha sings that song, the only real peace. This peace that comes from God is a real peace. It's a peace that will sustain you regardless of any situation. If you are walking in the desolated places, if you are facing those hard and troubled problems, you can have that peace. And when you lay your head down upon the pillow, having the peace to know that though if you would slip from this life into eternity, that you have peace with God. You see, you cannot have the peace of God until you have the have peace in God. And once you have found God,
and the only real peace that I have.
That even though Martha's gone, her music still lives on and on. And I appreciate that. I hope that you appreciate it also. Let's pray. Father, we're so thankful that we have peace. We have that peace that surpasses all understanding. And Father, it's free to whosoever will. You said, let them come and drink in the waters of life freely. And I trust today that this broadcast has been a great instrumental of faith to someone, and they're reaching out to you right now. You're their only hope, their only source. I pray for a job. I hope that if they're looking for a job, God, give them a job. If they need finances, supply their need. You said you supply all the need according to your riches and glory. And Father, you're a big God, and I know that you love us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, neighbor, it has been good to be with you. I do appreciate you. I hope that you appreciate me and will help me on this radio ministry. I hope that you don't think I'm bumming, but I've got to mention finances because it takes finances to keep this radio ministry going. So I want you to sit down this week and write me a check or do something to help us through this Christmas season. It'd be great if we could win a soul to Christ. Then it's worth every nickel and every dime that we give. So I trust that you will mind God and do whatever he asks you to do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you. Goodbye. Be good. May God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer. You could write to me, Reverend Tommy Mounts, 2642 Madams Creek Road, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. Again, that's Reverend Tommy Mounts, 2642 Madams Creek Road, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. Goodbye, be good, and may God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.